Welcome to Rockstar. Happy Thanksgiving. Tonight we give you songs that have rock in the title. So this song is Rockstar by Reamer, a British band. I discovered them when they opened for McFly, when I went to see McFly, which is another British band. Hopefully Clary listens to this, because maybe she'll know what I'm talking about, because I'm pretty sure nobody else is going to. Anyway, we have a wonderful episode for you tonight. Oh look, they just said Rockstar, so we better get started, because I know you want to just keep listening to me talk in this song. And up first tonight we have the lovely Gil Dragon. Take it away, Gil.
We were at a party. His earlobe fell in the deep. Someone reached in and grabbed it. It was a rock lobster. Rock lobster. Rock lobster. Beach. Everybody had matching towels. Someone went under the dock, and there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster. Rock lobster. Rock lobster. Motion in the ocean. His air horse broke. Lots of trouble. Lots of bubble. He was in a jam. He's in a giant clam. Rock. Rock. Rock lobster! Down, down! Lobster! Rock! Let's rock! Boys in bikinis, girls in surfboards. Everybody's rockin', everybody's frugin', twistin' round the fire, having fun. Bacon, potatoes, bake in the sun. Put on your nose guard, put on the lifeguard, pass the tanning butter. Here comes a stingray. There goes a manta ray. In walked a jellyfish. There goes a dogfish. Chased by a catfish. In flew a sea robin. Watch out for that piranha. There goes a narwhal. Here comes a bikini whale! Rock lobster, rock lobster, rock lobster, rock lobster.
Da-da-da. Kill dragon.
Yay.
I'm happy somebody did this song.
Whenever I hear this song, I think of Family Guy. So.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I also think my dad. I feel like this show, like every once a show, I'm like, oh, this song reminds me of my dad. Because I definitely said that at one point, like last time.
Yeah.
Yay.
Hooray. It was interesting.
Yeah, at first I was, like, really into it, and I thought it was funny, and then, like, as it got on, like, it just kind of got a little boring. Like, the song itself is a monotone song, like, the way that it's, like, quote-unquote sung is very, like, boys in bikinis, girls in surfboards, like, it's very, like, crazy.
But, yeah. It still has, like, energy, though.
Yeah, there's still, like, energy, and, like, there's, like, this weird excitement about it, and it's, like, this nerdy-sounding, like, weirdness. Like, and there was just, like, none of that for me. Like, it sounded like you were, like, reading. Like, this song is very, like, act-based, like, acting-based, yeah. And I felt like you were reading the whole time.
Yeah, like, the first verse, yeah, I was into it, and, like, the novelty of it wore off quick. You were putting on a voice, it sounded like. But it was still, like, kind of singy.
But it was, like, a blah voice.
Yeah, it was, like, a weird, like, I don't know, like,
it was like
George Jetson voice or something.
It was,
I
like, he
know.
Was trying to be monotone, like, but, like, trying too hard to be monotone.
Yeah, I think, like, you should have, like, gone to, like, a performance of this that you like, I don't know. I always go back to Family Guy because, like, Seth MacFarlane does it really funny. So, like, maybe look at that one and then, like, try and match your performance to his or something. Or the original, whatever.
He does
and,
it really like, funny.
Yeah, and, like, add your own flavor to it, of course. But, like, use that as a guidance type of point to make the song awesome.
Yeah, I agree. All right, I'm done. Next we have Bogus Bryson.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place. We will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Singing, we will rock you. Sing it now! Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you some peace someday. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace, somebody better put you back into your place. We will rock you. Singing. We will rock you. Everybody. We will rock you. We will rock you. All right!
Bryson.
Bryson on Queen. Dun dun dun.
what did you think of this?
I was nervous to hear this at first, considering the track record of Queen on this show.
But
like, you pulled it off pretty well. Like, it sounded like you were a little off pitch-wise, but I don't know if you, like, pitched the backing track or something, because the back track sounded weird to me, too. But I really liked your energy, and, like, there was, like, you said all right somewhere in the middle, and that was, like, my favorite part was all.
Oh, when he was, like, he was all right. All right! And it was, like, really...
Yeah, it was, like, all right!
Yeah.
Yeah. All rocky and stuff.
That was very, like...
I think this
was...
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, it was very, like, capturing the rock.
Yeah. I think this was, like, good, especially, yeah, considering how
Queen
has been.
Yeah,
this is a good Queen, yeah.
At the beginning, I was a little nervous, because, like, it felt a little, like, yelly at the beginning, like, a little strainy, and I was nervous that, like, that was what it was going to be, but then you kind of, like, fixed yourself and, like, evened out, and, like, you, like, had pretty good energy, and, like, you were attacking, like, you, like, attacked the song. You were like, ugh.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Which was
Rawr.
Good, and, like, especially that one part. I mean, there was a couple parts where I was like, oh, he could have a little bit more energy, but, like, overall, I felt like this was a solid entry, and I agree, especially with the track record that Queen has given us. It was good.
Yeah. I felt like the first... That seems to be, like, a pattern with you. Like, the first verse, I always think you could have more energy, and then it, like, builds up later. I don't know if that's, like, a stylistic choice that you have.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool, though, because, like, it, like, adds levels to his song, which I like, so.
Yeah.
So. I mean, Bryson is an actor, so, you know, like,
An actor.
He's an actor, so, like, maybe he's working with us, building an actor. Okay.
Raw.
I'm done.
Me too.
Next is Russ.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. That none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. Its laughter and its loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Russ.
Russ.
Let me me see. I only wrote nice harmonies.
Yeah, it was my first note,
There was more I wanted to say. I liked this overall. It was very, like, I don't know, like, it wasn't, like, exciting for me. I don't know, like, there wasn't anything that, like, wowed me about it. And there wasn't anything that I was like, oh, this is bad. I don't, like, there wasn't anything particularly, like, bad about it, but there wasn't anything that particularly, like, wowed me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe if you had had, like, a little bit more, like, spunk or something.
Yeah, like, I think he should have built it more. There was one part, like, I'm your armor or something like that. I was wrote down, like, he should have, like, built it to, like, roar, because it sounds like he should have been like, I have armor, and like, I'm a rock, roar, and like,
yeah, I feel like it should have been like bouncier and like a little bit more, like, I don't know, like, I just felt like
it was like sung really classically, and
yeah,
it sounds more like a hippie song. But, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
There just wasn't enough of something, and I can't put my finger on what the something is. I guess energy, but, like, it sounded like he had, like, emotion and energy in the song. I guess I just wanted more.
Well, there was energy, but I think it should have progressed, because it, like, stayed at one level, and there were parts where you could have definitely, like, built it and sounded more, like, ferocious and stuff. You're, like, talking about having armor and being a powerful rock and stuff, and it was just kind of like all at one level, like, I'm a rock.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was just kind of like, So, I don't really have anything else to say. I'm good.
Well, I pictured you as like a hippie. I don't know if that's good or bad. Russ as a hippie.
Like, like, maybe like long beard Russ.
Long beard. Yes.
His beard with gets
like
longer.
I don't know.
Like one of those
a long
headband.
String of beads, yeah. And a headband.
Like peace and Russ.
Moonbeam Russ.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're done.
Done.